Chapter 6.
Dorothy set all the wicked witch's slaves free.
They helped her rescue the Scarecrow and the Tin Man. The slaves fixed the Tin Man. Then they put more straw in the Scarecrow. They lived at the Wicked Witch's castle for a long time. One day, Dorothy thought, "I must go back to Kansas." She said to her friends, "We must go back to Oz.
We killed the Wicked Witch of the West.
He will send me back to Kansas. I will get my heart," said the Tin Man. "And I will get my brains," said the Scarecrow. "And I will get my courage," said the Lion. The slaves all said goodbye. They were all free. Dorothy found a golden cap in the witch's room. It controlled the flying monkeys. Dorothy put on the cap. The flying monkeys came to Dorothy. "Can you carry us to Oz?" she asked. "Yes," said the leader of the flying monkeys. The flying monkeys picked up Dorothy and her friends. They flew a long way. "Why does the golden cap control you?" Dorothy asked. "We were free before Oz came here. Princess Gaylette lived in the north. She was beautiful and powerful. She was a good witch. She lived in a palace. Everyone loved her, but she didn't love anyone. All the men were too stupid and ugly. She met a boy. She fell in love. His name was Quelala. He loved Gaylette," said the leader of the flying monkeys. "My grandfather saw Quelala by the river. He picked up the man and dropped him in the river. His clothes became wet and dirty. Gaylette was very angry. She made us slaves to the golden cap. She gave the cap to Quelala. Then the Wicked Witch of the West found the cap. She wanted us to do bad things," said the leader of the flying monkeys. "That was a good story," said Dorothy. She looked down. The Emerald City was below them. The flying monkeys put Dorothy and her friends on the ground. Then they flew away. "That was much better than walking," said Dorothy. "Yes, lucky you. You found the golden cap," said the Lion.